This is a normal annual SADC summit where the heads of state and government meet every August to look into the progress made from August last year, which is 2012, to now, and there are also changing of the leadership of the SADC from one country to another, as it is now. Mozambique is handing over to Malawi. At the organ level, the chairperson of the organ is now going to change from Tanzania to Namibia.
Kenamothai, so what would be the topics that these heads of state will be looking at specifically in the region?
So they look into the implementation of the programs and the implementation of their decisions which they took in Mozambique, and also look into the emerging issues. I can be very comfortable myself to talk about the political issues. That is where they will look into the political and security situation in the region and see whether or not they are moving forward. But obviously, it's really like a progress report.
Would I also be looking at the recent election that was held in Zimbabwe?
So they look into the entire political and security situation in the region. It's not only about elections in Zimbabwe. We had elections in Angola after the summit, which was held on the 31st, I think, of August 2012. And then they will talk about the recent past elections, the referendum, the progress, the situation in the DRC, how far they have gone with the implementation of the peace, security and political framework that was signed in February, and the implementation of the UN Security Council Resolution 2098. They look into the emerging issues. Madagascar is also in focus.
Is SADC satisfied with the recent happenings in DRC?
Yes, SADC is part of the process in the DRC. As you may recall, that the intervention brigade or the intervention force in DRC is actually comprised of SADC member states, which was actually the initiative that SADC took in collaboration with the International Conference on the Great Lakes region. But then the UN decided to say, okay, fine, let us take the lead because we already have existing peacekeeping mission in Congo. So we cannot have too many peacekeeping forces. Let us now harmonize the whole thing. That is why there was a peace, security, and political cooperation framework which was signed in Addis Ababa, that was initiated by the United Nations. And that was after a lot of initiatives by the Great Lakes region and SADC in ensuring that the Eastern Congo is stabilized. Then thereafter, there was an adoption of the Resolution 2098, which was signed in March, just to ensure that everything was put in place.
Now, finally, let me ask you about regional integration and strengthening bilateral and multilateral relations within the sub-region. How about that? Will the heads of state look at that and how to strengthen that?
I don't know what challenges they are referred to, but obviously, as the organization and as the community, this is the time for them to implement their decisions. But now this summit is about how has the implementation been, what are the challenges that the region faced. But you know that SADC is much more than a year at that time focusing on the deeper regional integration. That is where they are looking into some of the programs and projects that lead to that. But obviously, you know that all this have to happen in a conducive environment where there is peace and security.
Is Malawi ready to host the summit?
Very, very ready. Malawi is very ready. We are here. We have been in Malawi now for a week. And we have held meetings from the senior officials level. Tomorrow is the ministerial meeting, that is the council, to now deliberate on some of the council issues and also prepare for the summit. So Malawi is more than ready.